Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Great by Choice, by Jim Collins, explores why certain companies outperform their industries for long stretches, even when their environments are unstable, turbulent, or unpredictable. Positioned as a continuation of the Good to Great research stream, the book investigates standout leaders and organizations that did not merely survive uncertainty, but used disciplined practices to turn volatility into advantage. Collins and his research team compare high-performing enterprises with matched competitors facing similar external conditions, focusing on what the winners did differently rather than attributing success to timing or charisma. The core idea is not that great outcomes come from perfect forecasts, but from consistent behaviors that reduce downside risk while preserving the ability to seize upside opportunities. Readers encounter a framework built around empirical comparisons, practical concepts, and memorable metaphors, all aimed at answering a pressing modern question: how do you build something exceptional when chaos, luck, and shocks are unavoidable? The result is a methodical playbook for leaders who want resilience and sustained results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, 10x leadership, productive paranoia, and fanatic discipline. A central theme is the kind of leadership that repeatedly produces outsized results in uncertain settings, often described as 10x leadership. Rather than relying on bold predictions or dramatic risk-taking, these leaders combine intense discipline with a careful awareness that conditions can turn quickly. They assume disruptions will occur and prepare accordingly, building buffers and contingency plans instead of operating at the edge of capacity. This posture is sometimes called productive paranoia, not fear-driven indecision, but an ongoing habit of asking what could go wrong and taking preemptive action. Alongside that caution sits fanatic discipline, the ability to stick to proven operating principles even when others chase fads or panic. In practice, this can show up as consistent execution standards, rigorous training, and a refusal to dilute focus. The leaders highlighted tend to be ambitious without being reckless, and they treat endurance as a strategy, not an afterthought. The message for readers is that sustained excellence under volatility comes from behaviors you can repeat daily, especially when headlines encourage short-term reactions. Secondly, the 20-mile march, creating a self-imposed performance rhythm. The 20-mile march concept emphasizes the power of setting a steady performance cadence that holds in both good times and bad. The idea is modeled after an expedition discipline: commit to a clear daily or yearly target that is challenging but achievable, then hit it consistently regardless of external conditions. In business terms, that might mean maintaining a measured growth rate, a consistent production goal, or a stable set of customer commitments. The discipline matters because it reduces the temptation to overextend during boom periods and prevents collapse during downturns. By defining bounds and sticking to them, organizations build credibility, momentum, and operational control. This approach also turns planning into execution. Teams know what winning looks like this week, not only in a five-year vision. For leaders, the concept provides a practical tool for balancing ambition with restraint. It also creates a psychological advantage because people see progress even when the world is noisy. Readers can apply the same logic personally by setting consistent habits, limits, and milestones that protect against volatility while compounding results over time. Thirdly, fire bullets, then cannonballs, calibrated innovation and risk. Great by Choice argues that thriving amid uncertainty requires experimentation, but not reckless bets. The fire bullets, then cannonballs principle describes a method for innovating through low-cost, low-risk tests before committing major resources. A bullet is a small experiment designed to produce learning with limited downside. If it hits, meaning it shows real promise under clear criteria, the organization then concentrates resources into a cannonball, a larger commitment backed by evidence. This sequence helps leaders avoid the common trap of going all in on a hunch or trend, especially when pressure to act quickly is high. It also supports speed, because well-designed small tests can run in parallel and generate fast feedback. The discipline lies in setting explicit calibration rules: what counts as a hit, how many bullets to fire, and when to escalate. Over time, this creates an innovation pipeline that is both creative and controlled. For readers, the takeaway is that uncertainty becomes manageable when you treat decisions as hypotheses, build learning into the process, and reserve big moves for ideas that prove themselves in reality. Fourthly, leading above the death line, building buffers and resilience. The book highlights the danger of operating too close to the edge, what it frames as the death line, the point beyond which a single shock can cause failure. In volatile environments, even strong organizations can be undone by a liquidity crunch, supply disruption, regulatory shift, or technology change if they lack reserves. Great performers tend to build buffers deliberately: cash cushions, redundant capabilities, conservative debt levels, and operational slack that looks inefficient in calm times but becomes decisive when conditions deteriorate. This is not about timidness, it is about staying in the game long enough to benefit from opportunities that emerge during chaos. The logic resembles risk management in high-stakes domains. You protect the downside so you can keep moving. The practical implication is to identify the variables that would kill your organization if they swung against you, then create margin of safety around them. Readers can translate this to personal finance and career planning by avoiding fragile dependence on one income source, one skill set, or one high-risk bet, and by strengthening the foundations that enable long-term choice. Lastly, S-Mon-C, empirical creativity and the role of luck. Another major idea is S-Mon-C, a combination of specific, methodical, and consistent behaviors that support performance when the future is unclear. The emphasis is on concrete practices that can be tracked and repeated, such as disciplined planning cycles, clear decision rules, and consistent standards of execution. Importantly, the book also addresses luck and acknowledges that chance events affect outcomes. The distinction is that top performers do not depend on luck. They position themselves to capture good breaks and to survive bad ones. That means preparing, responding quickly, and staying within risk limits so that randomness does not become fatal. This mindset shifts the focus from heroic narratives to replicable systems. For leaders, S-Mon-C encourages building an organization that is less sensitive to mood, hype, or the charisma of a single person. For readers, it offers a useful lens for evaluating choices, prefer actions that are specific and testable, follow a method rather than impulses, and do it consistently long enough for compounding to take hold. Under that approach, luck matters, but it matters less than your preparedness. In conclusion, this book fits leaders, managers, founders, and professionals who must make decisions when markets shift, forecasts fail, or competition accelerates. It is also valuable for students of strategy who want a research-driven alternative to trend-based business advice. Readers benefit because the concepts translate uncertainty into behaviors you can practice, create a steady performance rhythm, experiment in controlled ways, build buffers, and lead with disciplined preparation rather than bravado. Those habits can improve not only organizational outcomes, but also personal resilience, from career planning to financial stability and goal setting. Compared with similar business books that spotlight inspirational stories or a single big idea, Great by Choice stands out for its emphasis on comparative research and its focus on repeatable operating principles. The frameworks are memorable and practical, yet designed to be used as decision tools rather than motivational slogans. If you want a playbook for thriving through chaos without betting the company on predictions, this book is worth buying because it offers a coherent system that balances ambition with risk control, helping you pursue extraordinary results while staying durable enough to endure the stormy parts of the journey. If you would like to support Jim Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.